KCAL. This is the station for the 1984 IRCA Convention, AM 83, WTCL Toledo.
The convention station, WTCL, proudly presents Now You Hear Them, Now You Don't. And now, from Fairfield, Ohio, here's your host, Bob Walker.
Just after 7 o'clock in the Glass Capitol, I'm Bob Walker, and welcome to Now You Hear Them, Now You Don't. For the next half hour, we'll take an audio look at some past stations and their formats at the end of the old and the beginning of the new. Remember radio in the early 70s? AM radio stations across the country were feeling the effects of the rising popularity of FM. In Atlanta, Georgia, WIIN on 970 was finding the going rough against the competition. And in 1974, the station attempted to salvage itself by switching from top 40 to progressive programming. The station in its short life became one of the classic freeform stations of all time. Sadly enough, however, advertising revenue was virtually non-existent. And on July 30th, 1975, Ross Britton and Rex Patton joined with their cast of alter egos for the final sign-off of WIIN Atlanta.
And Glenn Howard.
With special guest appearances by
Daryl Rhodes, Mary Ann Pace, and
Roy D. Epp, Dr. Damon Hoagland,
Carlton Quayle III, Grandpa Timothy,
Lips Jackson, Joey Jive,
Charles Chastain, Mira Lou Susu,
and a cast of thousands.
The Ross Britton Show is written and
directed by the Boogie King and produced
by mistake. Any reproduction, rebroadcast,
or ad-libbing of any bit, piece, portion, or
whatnot, especially whatnot, is strictly
prohibited. The Ross Britton Show
is sponsored by the Fenwick Drive-In Theaters
with the following special
promotional considerations.
Charles' hairstyles were provided by Raoul of Smyrna.
My name is Jean-Pierre Amon.
Furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Overalls furnished to Roy Dinette by Tara.
Prints by Photomat.
Two cards for material delivered by Ming's Chinese Laundry.
Daryl Rhodes appears courtesy of Milledgeville Records.
Grandpa Timothy's hearing aid by Panasonic.
Cough drops by Smith Brothers.
Salad dressing by Four Seasons.
Huh? I didn't hear that before.
Wardrobe for Mrs. Britton and Patton by Robert Hall.
Thousands of French fries by Vegematic.
Air travel arrangements by Delta.
Hair care products for Mrs. Jackson and Jive by Afrosheet.
Limousines by Imperial.
Pocket Fishermen by Pope Peel.
While in Atlanta, members of the Ross Britton program stay at the beautiful downtown Tech Motel.
Two records of golden hits by K-Tel. You can
tell us, K-Tel, we go!
Transmitter and other station equipment by Ronco.
Choreography by Marge and Gower Champion.
Food from the Crystal.
Gas from the Varsity.
Powders by BC.
Preparation H for hemorrhoids.
Divorce by Cher.
Suicide by Greg.
Charles Pennyhose by Haynes.
Dr. Hokey's accuracy purely by coincidence.
And Ross Britton's humor entirely by accident.
Ross, just one last question.
Before we go off the air.
Would you mind answering us something?
Just what's that?
One thing you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
You don't mind?
No.
Ross, what time is it?
It's now 8:44 and 30 seconds in Atlanta, and this is Win 97, WIIN, Atlanta, leaving the air with studios at 1365 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. Win 97 operates at 970 kilohertz with an effective radiated power of 5 billion milliwatts daytime, and 500 million milliwatts pre-sunrise is authorized by the FCC. On behalf of the entire staff and management, wherever they are, of Win 97, this is the Boogie King himself, Ross B. Britton. Have a good evening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Thank you.
station was silent for 6 months, but in early 1976, WIIN was resurrected as a beautiful music station. However, this format only lasted a year, and in 1977, WIIN became WKLS and began simulcasting portions of its broadcasting day with sister station WKLS FM's rock format. 1976 saw the death of yet another great rock station as WCFL Chicago, in an attempt to boost ratings, dropped their top 40 music and replaced it with beautiful music. Years of competition with WLS had taken their toll in WCFL's ratings, and in April of that year, Larry Lujack was at the microphone for the final moments of WCFL's rock format.
WCFL Chicago, it's 3 o'clock at the Voice of Labor. The next song you are going to hear will be the last rock and roll type song that you will hear on this radio station, or at least until I become general manager, which could be any day now. But I know I've been saying that for years, but it just doesn't seem to be happening. I just keep getting passed over when promotion time comes around. I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, after the next song, that's it. The end of an era. Bong! Now, I've heard the tapes of what we're going to be playing starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's pretty stuff. If you like songs like Aquarius, which I do. When the moon is in the seventh house, you know. I think maybe you'll like it. At least give it a shot. Make sure that it's 7 o'clock tonight. Your radio is set on CFL, and you'll find it very soothing and relaxing. It will help you lighten the burden of reality. Plus, it is great music to make love to. Now, let's see a show of hands out there in the audience. How many of you like to make love? Well, hey, if you like to make love, you're going to love this radio station, because that's the kind of music we're going to be playing. Now, what's going to happen between now and 7 o'clock? I can answer that question. After this final song here, all you're going to hear for 2 hours is the sounds of the ocean from 5 until 7. This is kind of to get you in the mood, you know. And I suggest that you fill your tub with warm water, take off all of your clothes, and climb in the tub and just lay back and close your eyes and relax and pretend that you're laying on the white sands of a beach near Montego Bay with the one you love. And there is, of course, one more reason why you should keep listening to CFL. You see, notice I'm not saying goodbye. That's because I ain't going nowhere. I'm needed here, and I'm going to be right here again tomorrow afternoon from 2 till 6, playing the most beautiful music that you have ever heard in your whole life, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. So I'll just say so long for now, because lovers never say goodbye. WCFL Chicago. It's 5 o'clock.
have remained at the station for a short period with the beautiful music format, but he, as well as a good following of his listeners, shifted to WLS, where he remains today doing Morning Drive. WCFL, meanwhile, was unable to make the beautiful music a success. And in the 8 years since the demise of rock, the station has tried many formats. Today you'll find religious programming on AM 1000 as the station continues to search for that winning format on the AM band in Chicago. Another station in search of rating success is 3WE, WWWE Cleveland. After the success of movies with country themes, such as Urban Cowboy, country music nightclubs and country radio stations began appearing across the country, and 3WE hoped to cash in on this fad. The switch to country music took place in a lengthy process, including the album-length version of Don McLean's American Pie. Let's listen in as 3WE becomes Country 11.
Radio 11 is WWWE Cleveland.
CBS News. The Central Intelligence Agency is now authorized to conduct covert operations at home.
Here is the Radio 11 weather watch. Occasional snow flurries with some rain overnight. Low temperature near 30. Cloudy with a chance of snow flurries today and a high of 35. Mostly cloudy Saturday night with a low temperature of 28. And for Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 38. Currently, Akron Canton reporting cloudy in 36, and it's cloudy in 37 at Radio 11. And now speaking for WWWE, here is Vice President of Operations, Norm Pringle.
Good morning.
Starting today, an exciting change is about to take place here at WWWE Radio. This station, which is owned by the Gannett Corporation, has a long, rich history in Cleveland. Some of the biggest names in show business have either worked here or were heard here. 3WE has always been an entertainment station. The best personalities, the best music. Now, since we are in tune with Cleveland, we've noticed, as you have, a definite change in musical taste during the past few years. Oh, it's been subtle, but it has been a change. And since WWWE is your radio station, we want to make sure we're right on target with the changes of today. You know, there was a song recorded a while back that tells of these changes. Now, I'm sure you remember it, but this time, give a close listen to the words. They really say it all.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. This'll be the day that I die.
Says, out with the old and on with the new. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Country 11.
After a short time with country music, 3WE has dropped the country music format and continues the search today for a format which will result in a rise in ratings for the station. Toledo, Ohio, the home of this year's IRCA convention, has seen its share of format and call letter changes, with 1520 almost requiring a scorecard to keep track of the call letters and formats. Let's start by going back to December 2nd, 1973. Once again, a top 40 station was signing off the air to be replaced by country music. Bill Clark was hosting the final edition of WTTO's telephone talk show, Get It On, and at 12 midnight, WTTO signed off the air for good. 5 hours later, Fun Country 15 to WTUU arrived for a two-year run, but hopes of defeating Toledo's other country stations were unsuccessful. So let's go back. It's December 2nd and the early morning hours of December 3rd, 1973, as WTTO becomes WTUU.
This is really something else. I have never done this before. I have never, ever had to close a station. I will be the last person live to ever mention the call letters WTTO Toledo unless Purdue opens up his mic and cheats me out of it.
You better believe it, man.
Yeah. It's been a gas. I've had a ball. I've been here since June, and it's been a riot.
I've been here since September. It's been fast.
I laughed at them. But we've had an absolute ball, and we will have even more fun as Fun Country 15-2 as we change tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock to the Modern Country Sound, Toledo, Ohio, 24 hours a day, the first Modern Country 24-hour station in Toledo, and we will accept the call sign WTUU, Fun Country 15-2, and I'll be here between 1 and 4. The lineup is Ralph Western. Between 5 and 9, between 9 and 1 is Rick Sebastian. 1 to 4 is myself. 4 till 8, Dick Hansen. 8 to midnight, London Mitchell. And midnight to 5, Troy Young. And make sure you dial us up at 1520. Give us all a listen and we'll have an absolute riot from now until whenever at Fun Country 15-2 starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. My name is Bill Clark. The program has been WTTO's Get It On in Toledo, Ohio. And we appreciate all of your phone calls through the entire existence of the program. And we hope that we'll be able to come back and see you next week as maybe WTUU's Get It On. Until then, my name is Bill Clark. For Jimmy Perdue and the entire staff of WTTO Race Day Broadcasting, Marl, as Fun Country 15-2. Good night.
This has been Get It On, Toledo's only talk and information show for young people. Get It On allows you, Toledo's youth, to express your opinions on current problems facing us in today's society. Get It On is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTTO Radio. Get It On was produced by Bill Clark and directed by John Ross. The expressions and opinions on Get It On are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WTTO Radio. If you have comments or criticism concerning the program, please mail them to Get It On, WTTO Radio, the Commodore Perry Motor Inn, Toledo, Ohio, zip code 43604.
Well, it's Betty by time, everybody. This is WTTO Toledo, concluding another day of broadcasting activities. WTTO is owned and operated by the Race Day Corporation, with studios and offices in the Commodore Perry Motor Inn in downtown Toledo. WTTO operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1520 kilohertz with an operating power of 1,000 watts from a nighttime transmitter in Perrysburg, Ohio, and a daytime transmitter in Temperance, Michigan. This is Mike London speaking on behalf of the entire WTTO staff, inviting you to join us at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock on Sundays, as WTTO again presents all the music. Have yourself a very pleasant good night. This is WTUU Toledo, beginning another week of broadcasting fun.
Oh, my goodness.
15-2 Fun Country is owned and operated by the Race Day Corporation, with studios and offices in the Commodore Perry Motor Inn in downtown Toledo, Ohio.
I wonder why I always find myself there every day.
Yes, indeed. WTUU 15-2 operates on a federally assigned frequency of 1520 kilohertz.
You mean the revenue?
Revenuers gave us that. The Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. authorizes us the power of 1,000 watts day and night. Yes, indeed. From a nighttime transmitter in Perrysburg, Ohio, and a daytime transmitter in Temperance, Michigan.
And Elsa, isn't it?
That's right. Elsa's kind of new. She's a little on the thin side.
Oh, well, what do we do?
You better.
You're putting me on.
Very pleasant good morning to you, everybody. First day for WTUU 15-2. We're going to call it Fun Country, and we're going to have some right now.
WTUU, without big ratings, was still able to enlist a small but loyal audience of country music listeners. And the station was the home to two of the hosts of this year's convention, Gary Siegel and Fred Vobey. It's October 27th, 1975, the final day of Fun Country 15-2 for this air check of Gary Siegel and his only appearance in Morning Drive on WTUU.
Listening to Gary Siegel on Country Music Radio, WTUU, Toledo.
And you've got me for about the next 26 minutes, and it'll be Fred Vobey on your radio then. This is from 1954, Slim Whitman and Old Rose Marie. WTUU. And Tom Paul and the Glacier Brothers with Faded Love this morning, and glad to have you along, Gary Siegel, and just about ready to check on out of here as Fred Richards. Vobey is about ready to make his final swing, is it?
Hey, Mr. Bartender.
Yeah, that's what he'll be calling for, too, let me tell you. Order one up there, fella.
Don't be so slow.
We called it magic, then we called it tragic. Finally, we called it quits.
Despite what he calls it, I call it my pleasure. It has been my pleasure to be with you this morning on the final morning of WTUU. Thank you very much there, Fred. And that strange fellow is going to be on the radio next. Gary Siegel taking you up to the final few seconds here before Fred will take it to the final 5 hours. And then we do something else there. Have yourself a good day.
With the country format unable to draw big ratings, it was inevitable that the ownership of WTUU would search for a new format. And like many other stations across the country, WTUU signed on with NBC's News and Information Service to provide news radio to the Glass Capital. It's late afternoon on October 27th as Fred Vobey brings to an end Fun Country 15-2.
Mr. Leroy Van Dyke in Black Cloud at Country Music Radio WTUU in Toledo. Here's Dickie Lee, the busiest man in town. Could he possibly be?
I've got the day off. Let's go pick out a new car.
Just off I-77, south of Kent.
Fred Ruby's saying bye-bye. There's Caroline Moonshiner, Porter Wagner, Country Music Radio.
This is Mutual Progressive News.
It's a new concept in Toledo radio. All news, all the time. What we feel Toledo wants to know. And All News Radio will tell you what's going on whenever you want to know about it. To bring you all the news, we've put together the largest radio news team in Toledo history. Our local newsroom is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by experienced broadcast professionals. Exclusive Toledo radio reports from our Columbus correspondents keep you informed on news in the state capital.
And to keep you informed on national and world activities, the largest news organization in the world, NBC, reports on all news radio. For sports, the world's largest radio network, the Mutual Broadcasting System. Whenever you want to know, whatever you want to know, you'll hear about it on All News Radio 15.
It's 60 degrees downtown. I'm Glenn Taylor.
The station retained its old call sign of WTUU until 2 days later, when on October 29th, 1975, the station officially became WANR, All News Radio.
All News Radio, WANR, Toledo.
News radio proved to be the shortest format in terms of time on the 1520 spot in Toledo, as the owners discovered how costly it is to operate an all-news radio station, even though NBC provided most of the programming day. With that in mind, the ownership of the station decided to switch to a religious format, which, while not a rating success, is proving to be an economical success for the station. At 6:04 a.m. on July 16, 1976, the station officially became WGOR, and here's how it sounded.
This is radio station WGOR, Toledo, Ohio, beginning another day of broadcast activities.
Today, while still maintaining the religious format of the past, the station now uses the call letters WVOI. In an 11-year period, some 5 call signs and 4 formats have been assigned to the 1520 spot in Toledo. It appears, however, that WVOI may be the stablest of them all. And on that note, we'll conclude our look at the stations of the past on Now You Hear Them, Now You Don't. My thanks to everyone who contributed to this program, and hopefully we'll meet again somewhere down the line. This is Bob Walker reminding you, you're listening to the convention station, WTCL Toledo.
The time is 12 o'clock midnight. At this time, WIFE-FM leaves the air for an indefinite period of time by order of the Federal Communications Commission. We wish to express our thanks to the thousands of listeners who have enjoyed and depended on the station over the past 15 years.
Now You Hear Them, Now You Don't was pre-recorded.